just had to interview her. On the line, I have Chris Keeble, and she is raising money for mental health, the Black Dog Institute. Are you there, Chris?
I am.
Hello. Sure. I didn't even want to introduce it too much because what you're doing is amazing. So maybe I'll let you explain it.
Okay. Well, the Black Dog Institute are having this mullets for mental health, which is during the month of September, although it does go on into other months, but mainly focusing around now. And I just thought, you know what, one of my things is I'm a motorbike rider. I ride a big Indian Chief vintage motorbike that I've customised. And, you know, I have this little bit of a brand thing going on, the Aussie and the Indian, and I've created this thing called the Barbering Biker. And I'm thinking, my God, you know, back in the day when I was full-on hairdressing, I was the master of mullets, let me tell you.
We're not going to ask how back long that was.
Back in the, you know, late 70s and 80s, okay. I could knock over the best of mullets. And I'm thinking, you know, I can even do the modern versions as well.
Not You're almost tempting me, Chris. I'm almost in there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't been in hairdressing for a little while, but I was quite the stylist in my day, yep. And I taught and... And I've always kept my hand in with family and things like that. But anyway, so I just thought, you know what? I'm travelling to these great regional country towns and pubs, and I like to meet people and film, and I blog or vlog or whatever they call it, my journeys and adventures. Yep. And I thought, you know what? I'm the master of mullets. I've got my scissors and my clippers, and this is a great cause. And I'm not embarrassed to say with this COVID stuff, you know, I've lost a lot of work and hours, and I'm doing it tough like everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had those dark moments at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, when you're thinking, how am I going to get through this like everybody? And so I do know a little bit about the Black Dog, certainly not as bad as it can be. I appreciate that.
I saw then just the stats of it's the highest cause of death for Australians between 15 and 44. And of course, if you are hearing this and it's upsetting you, please do call into Lifeline and Beyond.
Exactly.
Do reach out for help. But so you've decided to make it a little bit lighter, and what you believe it's the first in the world to do this. You will be doing a live mullet.
a live mullet makeover. And because I live between the city and the Blue Mountains, the local pub there at Lawson, it's called the Blue Mountains Hotel, but it's at Lawson.
Yep.
They've graciously given me the space. I reached out on, you know, those community Facebook pages just saying, is anyone in the mountains that want a mullet? You know, I'll do a lady and a man.
Or and do I they got, already have one? I don't know.
I've got two fabulous subjects who will...
That's Carly.
..are going to meet me at the pub, and I'm going to do a guy and a girl.
So that's Carly Champion and Clark Hudson. Yep.
That's them, yes, yep. And it turns out, because we've now created this little Facebook chat group, and... Carly is a singer, and Clark is a guitarist. So they're going to do a little song at the end of... they'll become the mullet duo.
How amazing is this, though, right? I mean, you can only do it the one time, that has to grow back. And actually, I do have a question. It's a little bit of a side note. How often do you have to keep your mullet? Like, in case this starts a new trend,
They're very much a trend, aren't they? You see all the footy players.
I know, I'm upset.
it's a bit of a different style of mullet than the ones back in the 80s. You know,
What's your preference? Do you prefer the old ones?
Oh, well,
or
I want the Bogan mullet. So I think Clark's going to let me do a bit of a Bogan mullet, which is really sort of short in the, you know, the clip it up near the ears, and it's almost like it's disconnected from the back. That's like the old-fashioned mullet. It's like, really short at the, like, what do they say, business at the front, party at the back.
I wonder how many people listening are going, oh, I've got one of those.
And Carly's having a very modern mullet for the ladies, which is it's a cross between a mullet and the, I don't know, the 80s shag, where it's a little bit of fade, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, but there's no real undercutting with that, but it's still very mullety, but it's a very modern version.
But you'll be doing that live in the Blue Mountains Hotel, which is at Lawson. I've been saying to people it's a great day trip, but you do need to make sure you book.
You do, with the current COVID stuff. Yeah.
And if you can't get there, you can watch it on Facebook Live. Where can I see it live on Facebook?
Okay, so my Facebook page is called The Aussie and the Indian.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Facebook, and that's where the event is, and it will be going live at 2 o'clock, so you can watch, and there's links there if you wanted to flip us $5 or, you know,
please,
any little bit, and the link goes, and then, I mean, anything. I know it's tough times, and it's just as well. I mean, it's nice to make some raise funds as well, but it's also just as good to raise awareness and so that, you know, that people know that, you know, having someone to talk to is a helpful thing.
So you were also hoping, obviously not so much now, but you are hoping to take this on to other towns, and it's building quite a momentum, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Well, it's got this, so, I mean, everyone just thinks it's a little bit funny, I guess.
Love it.
And we all need a smile. And I have, because I've reached out, as I was saying, Friday morning I'm doing the Today Show with, I reached out on the local, and I've got a lady dobbed her boyfriend in to have
live on air. This is going to be great because it's not, so obviously.
At, 8:30, I think, on Friday morning that will be done.
So you can judge how good your skills are before people put their hands up. Well, just put your hands up anyway because I know you're good.
I've got a few people that have since come to me, Chris, I'll have it done. So I've got a gentleman out in Walca who wants me to do it. So that's a nice little ride. Well, it's not little, but it's a great ride for me. And I can sit up and we can set up a weekend and do a fundraiser out there. I've got a gentleman on the Central Coast.
So it's really reaching out to people. It is such a great fun idea. I really am, and I love that you've got momentum with it as well.
It's good for the venues. You know, it gets people in, as long as we all practice all the social distancing and do everything right, which everyone will do.
Yep.
You know, it's paying it forward. You know, we're having a bit of fun, and the bonus is I can unmullet anyone afterwards. If they don't particularly like it, don't tell them that though.
No, that is true. You yourself, you've got some beautiful long hair, though. I see. Have you ever had the mullet yourself?
I had versions of it back in the 80s, I changed my hair, and those little promo shots you see me with the helmet, I think I just stuck in bits there. My hair's not that long. If it just passed the shoulders.
Oh, right. Okay. Because so if you're looking for us, like, oh, look for the lump. But sure, you'll be the one with the shavers in hand.
Well, you know, wearing a helmet. My hairstyle is helmet hair.
Helmet hair.
I tend to leave the helmet on and add little bits.
So if they want to watch, they can watch live at your on Facebook. They can also head to your website as well.
Yes. My website is just the Aussie. And dash the Indian.com.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's just a little dash. Oh, yep. And, so the Aussie dash the Indian.com. And on there, there'll be a tab that will say the Barbering Biker, but I'm just about to update it so people, I'll have a clear button that people can press if they wanted donate something towards that.
And that all goes towards Black Dog Institute and raising awareness for mental health.
That's it.
That is so fantastic. And it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today, Chris.
Well, thank you so much for your support.
I'm not quite at having a mullet stage, but I'm definitely up for supporting the cause.
I mean, on the Facebook page and on my Instagram, I mean, there will be loads of pictures, so you can just, you can drop in and have a little look at what goes on. And I will do it. I will film it anyway and do a little, you know, YouTube thing, which I just add as part of my adventures, and I'll put it up there. So
fantastic.
There's lots of ways to see it.
It's such a great cause. Thank you, Chris. And hopefully you do raise some money, and at least, if not at the awareness, as we talked about. And, have a great day on Saturday.
Everything helps. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Chris Keeble, and she will be at the Blue Mountains Hotel in Lawson. Again, just make sure that you do book there. And again, if you can't get out there, you want to donate some money, you can watch it live on Facebook. So who knew the mullet could do good? I'm sure there's a few footy players out there that knew that.